Psalm 8 verse 9, I'm reading from King James Version. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Let's move on to the prayer appointation of days and magnify your name and worship you. King of Kings, thank you for this beautiful day and grace of life. Lord, eternal, thank you for forgiveness of sin and your blood shed for my salvation. Lord, thank you for your grace that speaks daily over my life. Rock of Ages, thank you for setting me free from all entanglement that is against your will. Lord, thank you for the new doors of opportunity opened for me. Lord, thank you for showing your excellent power in my life. Lord, thank you for giving me grace to live above all adversaries. Lord, thank you for changing my story and for giving me a new song. Lord, thank you for divine breakthrough all around me. You deserve my worship. Lord, thank you for the life of the verses, for this daily prayer, all impacted by it and our household, for giving us beauty for ashes and oil of gladness to replace all pain and shame. Thank you, Abba Father, for answered prayers in Jesus' name. Let's move on to daily confession. Sin shall not have dominion over me. I am operating the power of the Word of God and the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus by faith, as Jesus sees from my in this world. The Lord has started a new thing in my life, and He will complete it. The grace of God has erased all disgrace. The name of the Lord is my dwelling place. I rise above all challenges victoriously because Christ in me is the hope of glory. Hallelujah. And that's today's prayer from being inspired by His word. Today is the 28th of April, 2023. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Remember, Jesus loves you so much. Always walk by faith and not by sight. Don't forget to be blessing to someone by sharing this. And tune in tomorrow for another wonderful time of prayer. To the glory of God and by His grace.